Konoha. The village hidden in the leaves was under attack. The Kyuubi, the nine-tailed fox, appear over a full moon night to bring terror and destruction to all within the village. A creature of such might and power that one swing of its tail could flatten a mountain to the base would be met with an equal in the fourth Hokage.
Am I too late?
Riding the great Summoning toad Gamabunta, the Yellow Flash defended his land with his life, meeting the King of Demons in the outskirts of his homeland. However, something went awry. A third party, a beast never seen, would unleash untold mayhem. It did the impossible. Not just forcing back Gamabunta and his shinobi god companion, but it focused its hatred entirely onto the nine-tailed fox, a gigantic ape tall as Hokage Rock and nearly as broad, thick arms and legs of bulging muscle barely hidden by its black fur, and a monkey tail that whips hurricane winds with every swing. This new Biju of only one tail fought with its fellow demon, their devastating forces clashing against one another so fiercely that the very ground beneath them, surrounding all of Konoha, creating craters and canyons in the dense forest. The clouds above thickened greatly before terrible winds clear the sky. Though even in destructive power, the great ape proved superior in durability. Barely struggling against the most powerful Biju wrath, its tails bounced off the Ozaru's body. Claws and fangs drew blood, yet only goes skin deep. Even the Biju bomb is overpowered by the shaft of light flying from the great ape's maw. The damage done to the nine-tailed fox was so great that the fourth Hokage was able to seal it in one fell swoop. However, the great ape itself was nigh unstoppable. Without an opponent to distract it from the village itself, hope seemed lost as countless lives were taken away. Shinobi of every clan worked together to even just stall the unstoppable beast. The Hyuga clan, renowned for their Kekkeigenkai, were rendered useless. Their dojutsu, being the all-seeing eye, are blinded by the sheer intensity of the great ape's aura. Those not fast enough to undo their ability in time suffered from sensory overload. The Inazuka clan shinobi with close ties to beast, as well as mankind's connection to their primal roots, are stunned frozen by the creature. Not all, but many suffer a paralyzing fear that prey suffers from gazing at predators, especially one never seen before. The Aburame clan, infamous yet humble for their pact with insects, creatures often underestimated despite their uncontested control over the world. Without them, nature would not function, and in turn, they could rule the world should they act as mankind does. Yet, even their unorthodox methods and bizarre abilities are not but worthless before the otherworldly might of the great ape. Even the greatest strategist within the Nara clan, the gigantic might of the Yakamichi clan, not even the mind-altering fantastic power of the Yamanaka clan could falter the beast. It would force its way through the traps, break through towering giants that stood in its way, and none could manipulate a mind so forcefully set on its single goal of destruction. Finally, the Uchiha clan act as the last line of defense. Though all suffered, it is through the efforts of the noble Uchiha that many civilians are spared, at the cost of many of their own. The Sharingan was ineffective against the beast itself, but absolutely necessary in their impeccable defenses and evasion, distracting the great ape for as long as they could, until the fourth Hokage could face it personally at last. Konoha was fated to fall until the coming dawn. By chance or fate, the two deities fought for long enough for the moon to fall and the sunlight to break across the sky, which upon the most desperate hour would mark the end of the disaster. The great ape vanished without a trace, not without taking one last cruel victory. With the weight of the world, and even that from beyond now off his shoulders, the fourth Hokage succumbed to his wounds.
And now we're safe.
With that tireless battle, and being as young as he was, he left behind no candidate, no heir to his title. With little choice, Hiruzen Sarutobi would return from retirement, taking on the mantle of the third Hokage once more. Though an ultimately tragic event, hope remains within the hearts of Konoha. Now, peace has returned.